Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090, and an interesting new HBO show will debut on Sunday and has a sports slant to it. And in to tell us about it is Brian Lowry from Variety. He has reviewed it, and Brian joins us right now. Brian, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Well, it's called Ballers, and it stars Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Is he in every episode? I mean, it looks like the show's about him, but I'm thinking, how does this guy have time with his movie career being what it is, with his still wrestling career kind of still what it is? Does he have time to be in a full season of a show like this for HBO?
Well, yes. I mean, the show's, you know, really, he's the main character, and obviously it's a pretty good size ensemble cast, but, you know, with an HBO show, you're talking about, I think, 10 episodes, so... a commitment, but not a huge commitment. They got to film it in Miami. He has some history there. And, you know, obviously if it's a success, then they'll be doing future seasons. I would guess, given that it's HBO and that they got Dwayne Johnson, they'll do at least a second one.
And on the surface, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like Entourage with a sports agent slant. Is that fair to say?
That's almost exactly what it is. I mean, my first pass at the review, I said it's just Entourage with bigger balls. I mean, it's written by one of the producers of Entourage. It is produced by generally the same people who produced Entourage. And they're going for the same vibe, which is that, you know, being a professional athlete means you are surrounded by money and groupies and all the trappings of success. And it sort of plays to that against this blue sky backdrop of Miami. They've really just substituted the beach in Miami, where there's a, you know, a big yacht party in one of the episodes, in for the beach in L.A.
And just to get the premise, The Rock is a former NFL player for the Dolphins, and now he's trying his hand at being a sports agent. Is that basically the idea?
No, really, he's a money manager.
Okay.
There's a sports agent in it played by Troy Garrity. But The Rock has been, he's a guy who played. They show him, you know, in pads from his playing days, and got out of it. Obviously, has had some money troubles, was recruited by this money management firm run by Rob Corddry, who plays his boss, to try to get access to athletes and their money so they can manage it for them. And, you know, that part of it is kind of interesting, the idea that players make a lot of money in a very short amount of time and they need to protect it. And one of the guys he's trying to represent is followed around by an entourage of, you know, 20 people who are constantly spending his money like the spigot's never going to run dry. So that part of it is kind of interesting, but there's not a lot new to that in terms of anything, you know, you've really seen before in this kind of, in movies or TV shows set in this kind of setting.
Brian Lowry from Variety is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. HBO has had a wonderful magic touch with a lot of programs over the years. We can go down the list from Entourage to The Wire to The Sopranos to Sex and the City. We know the list. Is this one of the next ones there?
I don't think so. I mean, it's interesting because there seems to be a fair amount of interest in it. I think The Rock has, you know, a pretty sizable following. Football is obviously, you could probably not, you know, there's no bigger sport in America. But this strikes me as a very kind of middling HBO show. It's premiering. It's going to air immediately after the new season of True Detective, so you suspect there'll be a great deal of curiosity about that. And I think it'll get sampled some. But this doesn't strike me as a real, you know, this is not a top-tier HBO series.
To me, Brian, when you look at Entourage, it was mindless but wonderful. I think at least if you're a guy my age, you can get lost in it. It gets repetitive. It gets old. I'm not sure if I want to invest in another season or even a movie of it. I haven't seen the new movie. But at its best, it's something for, what, only a 30-minute program. You can just kind of veg out and get lost and kind of enjoy what it is. Can you do that with this program?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And, you know, the truth is, I mean, in a weird sort of way, if you're someone who has seen a lot of movies or even TV shows, I mean, there was actually a pretty good ESPN drama a couple years
Playmakers.
Ago. Playmakers. Yeah, which dealt with this. And, you know, and the NFL basically scotched it because they didn't like the depiction of the league. But if you're familiar with that, I think you can nod along at a lot of the beats here. What I didn't feel is that you really get lost in, you know, caught up in the characters or what's going on in their lives in any big way. And The Rock, you know, who actually is pretty gifted at doing comedy, is sort of left with really what amounts to the straight man role in a lot of this, because he's the sort of decent guy and your point of entry into the show. So, you know, it, like I said, not a bad show, but I think you're describing the way it needs to be watched, which is sort of, if you like this kind of thing, you can kick back and enjoy it sort of mindlessly, but your expectations need to be along those lines going into it.
And have you seen True Detective, the new season, Brian?
I have, yeah. I was, you know, a huge fan of the first season.
Me too.
I thought they really reinvented the cop show in a kind of bracing way. This has very big name stars, but it felt much more mundane to me. I've seen three episodes, so I'm not entirely clear, you know, how the plot's going to develop, but it starts very slowly and just didn't feel like it had the spark that really made the first one so good.
And is this like the last season, what I believe only six episodes total for the first season of True Detective? Is this the same way?
I think the first one, they're both eight.
Eight,
so
okay.
The first one was eight, and this one's going to be eight. And so, you know, in that respect, the commitment isn't enormous. But it's still, you know, I think people brought, expectations have a lot to do with these things. If you really liked the first one, I think a lot of people who thought that it was just, you know, had a different feel to it, it was, you know, shot in New Orleans. This one is shot in L.A. They seem to be in love with aerial shots of the L.A. freeway system. I see enough of that getting to work. So it just didn't strike me as nearly as distinctive a show as the first version.
Well, you've depressed me a little bit here, Brian. I was really looking forward to Sunday night. Now, not so much.
I'm not on HBO's A-list right now. But, you know, I would say the reviews certainly of True Detective have been a little more mixed than the first one, and Ballers is sort of the same way. So you know, there are people, they have their fans, but I'm not a big one.
I will say, when you watch Entourage, and I'm not the first person to say this, you do feel it's the kind of program that could have been redone with a new cast almost every season and kind of go along with just fresh faces, but the same idea. So I guess some years later, we're doing that with a big name star and a few big name supporters in a different environment. So I guess it's the right idea.
Well, I think so. I mean, it's the truth is there is not a lot of comedy on TV that aims directly at men. Certainly on the major networks, a lot of the comedies are aimed a little more heavily toward women. So I think that's a niche that HBO sort of feels they can get into. You know, again, and there's certain things you put into that kind of show that you have a sense that men are going to like. But that said, I still don't think this is really a first-rate show.
Fascinating stuff from Brian Lowry of Variety. Brian, we really appreciate your time today. Excellent reviews on these two new programs hitting the airwaves on Sunday night on HBO. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.